Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. It's Patty Knight. For another in the series of Establishing Your Faith, where we are studying in the Word of Faith, Life of Faith, and walking on the paths of righteousness.
Amen, and welcome
and that,
you to.
And that takes faith.
Yes.
And I'm not able to be here for this, not much, because I still need to get to sleep. But I want to talk about Pentecost Sunday, which is coming up on this Sunday. And, of course, this morning, Monday, the nation of Israel, for the city of Jerusalem, people come to God. The 21-day fast is going to end on Pentecost Sunday. There's going to be a whole bunch of people who see the beginning and doing much more stuff in Jerusalem. So, there's a great website you can go to see this. I recommend you go there. It's called Pentecost 2023, Pentecost2023.org. And we're going to begin streaming on Saturday night, so we'll probably meet up with that if it does. We're going to begin streaming on Saturday night and then stream through the night and the next day. So we want to be a part of this. There's a video here that I would like to share. By the host, or you?
I believe, I must be, because I started YouTube and didn't even switch it back.
No, hang on, let me see. You're right. You're the host. I switched back to back and share my screen.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, I want you to hear what I'm saying here. Just a short video. And if you've not been connected, Don't make me come to your house and hear.
Thank you.
I believe today you're seeing a conversion of prayer and missions movements around the world until Jerusalem comes to pray. This Pentecost is a global day of prayer for more than 100 million Jewish, Arab, and Gentile backgrounds. We're going to pray for the salvation of Israel and Jewish people worldwide. Hoping this morning that we pray around the throne and around the clock, around the globe, for Jesus Christ, the throne and King over the nations of the earth, in a land of this way, to see the new world.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome, awesome.
Amen, whether you are or not, but please join us. It's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
If we have the ability to stream it to you, we will. If we don't have the ability to stream it to you, we won't. That was Steve and philosophical, but we got it. And this is Phyllis is here, and she brought some stock. Philosophical, I mean, that's a
good one. That's a good one.
Yes, yes, I'm always your fox.
And if you totally miss that, don't worry about it. There's nothing important there. But, anyways, it's going to be a great time, and just keep up with us. Brooklyn's and the family thread, and and if we can share it, we will. But most of all, whether or not we can share, make sure you connect, they can just have a plan. You want to be a part of interceding for the situation because you're at the top of your crown. And prepare the way for Jesus. What an amazing thought that is. Prepare the way for Jesus to come and put his foot down on the Mount of Olives. Wow. We're there. So, anyways, we got some videos for study. Don't just play videos. Study them. Show yourself approved unto God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, but rightly divide and understand the word of truth.
Amen.
I encourage you, the next couple days, probably from now to the rest of the week, we're going to be doing Read Your Words every night because my assignment of the Holy Spirit wants us to do the prophetic Bible, books of the Bible, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. And maybe all the Old Testament from Isaiah on, just from the point of view of listening for the prophetic words for this day, and let's read the words. So it's going to be a good time. Make sure you're with us. Make sure you're prayed up. Make sure you're oiled up. Make sure you got oil every day. And the Holy Spirit, make sure your tithes, faith, and seed is on you. Life is serving no matter what. You're having every person in the kingdom of God.
Yeah. And spending enough time alone with God to establish a firm relationship with Him.
Amen. Yeah, because you're getting ready to see Him, so you don't want to, that to be the first thing you say, I did.
Yeah.
You want to build a relationship now.
Amen.
All right, here we go. Sister Lynn, take it away.
You have to flip me back over to the host.
Now, everybody pay attention because I'm ready to hit the switch. I'm going to flip her over. Oh, my gosh. No, she didn't flip.
It didn't happen.
All right, what's going on here? Wait, what do I do? Oh, this one. You're gone.
I'm here.
Amazing. Oh, you're not under your name. You're under my name.
Oh, yeah. It only lets me do stuff under your name, so that's where I go.
All right. There you go.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right, everybody, our two studies for tonight is part four. This is the last part of Lord Help Me Understand Myself. And the other one is Understanding the Personality of the Holy Spirit. That ought to be a great study, too. Very excited about that. So here we go with Dr. Kevin Zadi. Zadi, I'm not sure how exactly you say that, but I think it's Zadi. But then every time he says it, it doesn't sound like that to me. So anyways, here we go. Well, I'm trying really hard to. Here we go. Okay, here we go, and I mean it this time. YouTube. So I'm going to refresh YouTube. And hopefully it'll pick back up and play correctly. We declare it does play correctly in Jesus' name. Nightmares, and that's exactly what it is the enemy being exposed, and that's the perfect time for us to be able to, one, don't let yourself be thrown into fear over it, because a lot of times that's the enemy's tactic, especially when he's just been exposed. But to be able to get up and intercede for the situation, even if you don't know what it is, exactly, it's not clear, but you know there was some fear. Wake up and say, Father, I'm not sure what this situation is, but I ask you in Jesus' name, set this situation in order. Pray in tongues until you have a peace about it and you're ready to go back to sleep in peace. Then you know it's been dealt with. Or if it is a specific situation, declare this will not happen to this person. If it's, you know, any kind of a situation that you know is not of God, and anything that's bad is not of God. God can direct our lives perfectly without anything bad having to happen to put it in order. So just know if there's a bad situation, intercede for that person. Or even if it's yourself, declare this will not happen in the name of Jesus. And like he said, put your foot down. The other thing that I love that he talked about was evil spirits pushing people. And that is so true. Anytime you're in a stressful situation and you feel like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, or you're being pushed into a decision, that's the enemy doing that. A lot of times he'll do it through fear. He'll do it through a timeline pressure or any of those things. That is the enemy putting you in that position. And if you just say no, step back and ask God, help me see, help set this in order and don't do anything. How many times in your life have you seen you took your hands off of something and all of a sudden everything fell perfectly into place? So that's what's lined up to happen, but the enemy will try to push you in to doing something that will mess that process up. So anytime you're feeling pressure like that, step back and say, Father, help set this in order. I don't know what this is. And until you feel peace about it and you see what you're supposed to be doing next, don't do anything. Don't let yourself be pushed over the cliff by the enemy. That proverbial saying, but that's a lot of times what it feels like, and it can be. It winds up pushing you into making a bad decision that you didn't have to make, and it was only because of the enemy's pressure. So anytime you're feeling pressure, don't give in to that. It's better to step back, even if you think you're on a time frame. So many times that time frame had nothing to do with anything. It was just something that was told of you, and then the enemy used it to pressure you. So those are two things that I picked up on this message that are really, really important, I believe. So here we go on to part two, and this is understanding the personality of the Holy Spirit. And this ought to be saying more about the Father and his will. It's good stuff. So here we go. Oh, I didn't even ask. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to add to that? Any revelation that came to you or new understanding? All right. Here we go. Wow. God bless you, Kevin. More great word. I love that. It made me think when he was talking about Paul saying to turn him over to Satan, to change him. Recently, we heard Dr. Barclay preaching that he's come to the point where there are several people in situations that he's actually prayed, God, in a dream, take them to hell for 5 minutes to change their ways. And that sounds very harsh, but some of these people are to that point where it would be better for them to see hell for 5 minutes and it would change them. I've not prayed that yet since we've heard him say that, but there are many situations that may be the very thing that saves them. And they had kind of forgotten about that until he mentioned that with Paul. And it was interesting too. Pastor and I have talked many times about Jesus never chased anybody down. People that wanted him came to him. And the people that you try to help many times that start to push you away, and you know, they make the statements of don't shove that down my throat, I don't want to hear that, or you know, any of those things. The better way to deal with that may be just to pray and let them come of their own accord, because obviously, you know, at that point you're not going to win them. By trying to force the issues with them. So let's get our communion elements together. And I'm in the process of pulling up the communion prayer again. And we'll take communion together. Get your grape juice or water and bread or a cracker. And if anyone with us now, or if you see this message in the future and you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please do that now. If you've been considering this and you have questions that have kept you from taking that step, please contact us. Pastor's email address will be in the notes in the at the end of YouTube, in the notes of YouTube. And also you can go to our website. All of our contact information is there. Please get a hold of us and help us to help you come to understanding to make this decision. This is a decision that you don't want to wait. You don't want to wait. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. And even if it's a long time from now, I don't think it is. But if it is, there is not a better decision to make in your life. It makes such, I cannot imagine living a life not knowing Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It changes every aspect of your life for the better. It's a wonderful, beautiful life to live for the Lord. It's purpose, it's peace, it's joy. And it's a wonderful decision. So we will pray the prayer of salvation if you decided to take that asked up. We'll pray the prayer with you. We'll pull it up. It just takes a couple of minutes to make that decision. And then you can contact us afterwards. Let us know you've made that decision. And if you have questions, we'd love to help answer questions, help you to know how to walk out this new life that you've chosen. And it's a decision you'll never regret. And it's a decision for eternity. It's not a fly-by-night or short-term anything. This is a change for eternity, and it is a change for the good for eternity. So we'll do that. We'll pray the prayer of salvation, and then we'll read the verses out of the Bible that pertain to communion. The reason we take communion is to show reverence and thankfulness to Jesus for everything he's done for us, and to remember, so we always remember what he has done for us. So you'll be free if you pray the prayer of salvation, or you already are a Christian, you're free to take communion with us. If you've not made that decision yet, wait until you've made Jesus the Lord of your life before you take communion. The Bible warns us not to take it in vain. So not to take communion in vain. So I'm going to share the screen right now so we can pray the prayer of salvation together, anyone that's decided to do that. Pray this out loud. Pray it from the depths of your heart. Like I said, this is not a light decision you're making here. Here we go, the prayer of salvation. Here we go to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach your hands out to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, we would like to be the first to say welcome to the family of God, welcome to the kingdom of God. And like I said, please get a hold of us. We'll be glad to answer any questions you have, bring any understanding that you need, and know how to walk out this new life. And now, if everyone has their communion elements, I will read the verses out of the Bible. They're found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll start at verse 23, read verses 23 to 28 and 31. And here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. By examining yourself, that means you realize you're a sinner and you need a Savior, and that's Jesus. In verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Hallelujah. We have the opportunity to judge ourselves and realize we're sinners and I need Jesus. So there are our verses. I'm going to pull up the prayer. Let's bless and sanctify our elements, and then I'll pull up the prayer, and we'll say the prayer together, receive the bread, and then we'll receive the juice after we say that part of the prayer too. So here we go. Lift your elements. Father God, we thank you for these communion elements and the ability to be able to receive these elements. In honor of you and everything you did for us, we thank you, Lord, and we bless these elements and sanctify them for this time of communion with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, here we go. The communion prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you, all you did for me. And now pray this out loud. Jesus, whoops. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And now let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. And now lift up the cup of blessing, and say this prayer. Now, I bless this fruit of the vine, in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed, to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's drink the juice together. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you have done for us. We thank you. And again, I'm going to read Psalm 118. When Jesus and the disciples, after they took communion together, they sang a hymn as they went out. And this is the hymn, Psalm 118. Praise to God for his everlasting mercy. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I may fail, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. That is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for being here tonight. We'll be back tomorrow morning for morning prayer and agreement and declaration time. Please join us in praying for our nation, praying for Israel, praying for the body of Christ, each other, our families. We just pray, pray, pray. And we put the prayers up on the screen like we did with the prayers tonight so that everyone can pray together in agreement. And it's a great, powerful force. So hopefully you can join us. We'd be glad to see you. 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And are you still with us, Phyllis? Do you want to read the closing verses? She may not be with us. So I will read. Yep. Do Ephesians. That's perfect.
Ready?
Yep.
Chapter 3:14-20.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay. Verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in you, in your hearts, through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and breadth and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus, all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
I love that so much. I do too. And when you read it, you can feel the love that you have for it. So thank you for doing that for us. So
thank you for all you do for us, honey.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, thank you all again for being with us. Have a wonderful rest of your night. God bless your sleep and your dreams. We pray that he visits you in your dreams and shows you new and great revelation. So thank you all, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Remember, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is
Lord.
Amen. Have a good night.
Good night. Thank you.